how do you become unstuck in life?
Derek, just breathe.
Broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio at the Gas South Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's time to design your life on Status Life with Lita. Status Life with Lita is presented by Derek Hayes Law at 404-777-HURT. And by 5 Strands Affordable Testing. Invest in your health at 5strands.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're back in the studio again for another episode of Status Life with Lita. We've got Lita here, but we also have an incredible return guest. I think we've only had one other return guest. So
Sorry. Hi. Yes, we were just saying that before the show. I have not had that many repeat guests. I love new and exciting content, but that's why I brought Miss Vaughn Piero back on the show today, because she's full of new and exciting content. And I will break real fast, because do you remember when I told you, it was a couple of weeks ago, no idea where we were, but you said, what do you want to do for the next show? And I said, I want lighthearted. It's been grit, it's been determination, it's been all this motivational stuff. And it's time to just bring in energy, it's time to bring in light, it's time to bring in some fun. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought of Vaughn.
We were in Tampa, we were walking away from the pier, and were talking about the next show, and you said that, happy and fun and exciting and energetic, and then you picked Vaughn, which is perfect.
It's perfect. So welcome, Vaughn Piero, back to the show.
Thank you, guys. You don't stop, really.
See, it's always fun.
Well, we are going to stop because you get to tell us more about yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Hello. I'm lighthearted. I'm fun. I'm 50. I'm on a huge journey of discovering more aspects of myself and what this life that we're living really means. I'm just really open to explore, and it's such a fun place to be in of pure exploration. I mean, that's really where I'm at, as I personally have healed through so much of my stuckness in my body and my life, and you know, just like the way that we're taught things have to be. And I was doing all the things that I was supposed to be doing. And all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I think there's more. I think I'm not doing something right. And that really just opened me up on a journey of exploration.
I love it. And I know this journey, and I'm walking this journey with you, but there's a point where I'll never forget it. And there had been some smaller conversations, but one night you and I and our dear friend Carol, the three of us went to dinner. Remember that? Mm-hmm. It was at Bare Bones in Buford. And you were just this, you just knew that there was something else. So your background is you are a massage therapist. How many years?
23 years.
Yep. I mean, you were solidified in your career, doing amazing. You were working in the Gwinnett area and also still had, you know, your feet down in Buckhead, and you were traveling down there. I mean, you had clients everywhere, and you had this, what is it? What is that feeling? Is it a desire? Is it a nudge? And that journey, that nudge rather, has completely pivoted you. And it's even given you a new career.
Yeah.
And that's where I want you to jump off. I want you to talk about what it is now. Talk about the nudge and how you knew that there was something else besides massage therapy, which is, again, you were extremely successful.
Yeah.
And yet, what does your career look like now?
Yeah, that nudge, I really, you know, now that I know what I know, it's our soul. It is our soul that is moving through us in the form of intuition, in the form of like, go here, go there, oh, there's more, do this, do that. And the more we ignore that nudge and that internal guidance system, the more that dis-ease sets in our body. And we feel more angst, because literally, you know, energy is being stuck in our body when it's wanting to be moved through our body. And so that is the time when you can either choose to listen and explore what that little voice, that little feeling, that nudge is, or you can just be like, nope, I'm fine. This is life. This is what we're doing. This is how I'm living it. This is what I was told what to do. I've got my job. I'm comfortable. I'm safe. I've got a husband and children. We're all healthy. Everything is great. How dare I want more for my life? And that is the thing that gets us all stuck.
And it, you struggled with that.
Oh, well, that is the healing journey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, that is the healing journey, is to let go and to unwind all of those things that are intertwined in our body, in our cellular being and makeup of conditioned belief that are not ours, right? Like it's been passed down generationally, and it's just like, it's conditioned in us. And so when we have that soul urge of awakening, you're like, oh God, but wait, no, but everything's fine. Like on paper, everything, my life was so beautiful and perfect. Like, and I did feel like, who am I to want more? You know, but I don't know, that feeling in my body just was so strong of, but there's more. Mm-hmm. And it was the surrender and just the tiny little steps. You know, you don't just wake up one day and have a totally different life. It's just those teeny tiny little steps that lead you to the bigger pieces of the puzzle.
And that's the word that was coming to mind as you were talking, because I've, from that dinner, and I remember you were seeking and looking for advice and saying, no, that this just doesn't feel right, and I want to learn, and I know there's more. And it was this, they shut the restaurant down, and we stood outside in the parking lot for another hour, 2 hours, just unpacking all this. And about how many years ago was that? Where this really started for you. If that to me is your friend,
yeah,
was the jump
off
point.
Yeah, it was 2017 is when I like was like, whoa, yes. Something's...
So I'm going to interject real quick. How long have you two known each other?
Well, a good...
14?
Yeah.
2014?
Yeah.
20, about 10 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily.
So you knew her before this decision to seek more, find more, explore more, grow more, all came to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've known each other through a lot of it.
Absolutely.
You know, definitely through all of me and me through all of you. Yeah.
It has been a fun 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting 10 years. It's been a healing 10 years for both of us.
Yeah.
I just love it. Yeah.
And it's so fun. You know, on that note, talking about friendships and personal growth, it's so nice to have those friendships that are in witness of each other as we're going through the growth, because there's a lot of friendships that I have that, you know, I'm growing spiritually, right? Like I feel like I am evolving and growing, which is a beautiful thing. That's what we're all supposed to be doing. And some people like to stay stuck in their muck, you know, like they're like, everything's fine and I'm just going to stay right here as things are. And that's okay. Like that's totally fine. But as I'm growing, like I want to be with people that are growing with me, because we're supposed to be in community. We're supposed to be in witness of each other. And so it's just so special to your friendship, Lita, that we have this opportunity to truly hold hands and grow together, and just to be in witness of each other in that is such a beautiful gift. And I never knew how important community was until I so desperately wanted it, you know, like on a soul level, you know, not the superficial friendships of, you know, just getting together and having wine and just talking about, you know, superficial things. Like, I want to talk about the deep things, the soul things.
Yeah.
I want to go in there and to be able to surround yourself with women that can really explore, you know, because that's the thing. None of us are acting like we have it figured out by any means. I mean, my new motto is, the only thing I know is that I don't know anything.
And that, I love that
one. Is like my, that is officially me.
Okay.
Well, you were on the podcast before, and we talked a lot in that first podcast, I think it was season one, about your background, and a little bit different the conversation we're having now. But one of the things I want to talk about today, and I know Lita wanted to as well, is the spiritual retreats that you're doing now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I am obsessed with hosting spiritual retreats. It is something that I, you know, if you had asked me 5 years ago if this is something I would be doing, I would not have thought that it was in me or available to me to gather women together and heal on the level that we get to heal with and through each other. And I hosted my very first retreat in 2021. And then I hosted two in 2022 and two in 2023. And now I'm already on my second one coming up. And I've got a couple more for 2024.
Wow. That's going to be a big year.
Yeah. So it's just, it is absolutely, literally my favorite thing is to bring women together in a sacred and safe space where we can truly surrender and be in witness of each other, because that is, I'm 100,000% convinced that when women heal, that is how we will heal this world. Because it takes the women. I mean, we are the birthers of creation, you know, like we are the way showers, honestly. And just speaking from personal experience in my relationship with my husband, you know, through my own healing journey, it has expanded him and he's gone deeper into his own healing journey. And together, our relationship has just become so much more abundant and joy filled and just truly cultivate. The more unconditional love I cultivate for myself, the more unconditional love we have for each other.
That is beautiful. Yeah. And as you were talking, I made a little note of a question to ask so I didn't forget it. And it's right along these lines. And I put, when you were talking about some people will stay stuck in the muck, mm-hmm. and what popped into my head was, okay, what if you're in a relationship? Mm-hmm. What if Derek and I are together and I jump on this journey with you as your friend, and we're going to talk all about it, but I was fortunate enough to be on the last retreat and had amazing breakthroughs and healing. But what if Derek was stuck? What if one person goes one way into a healing journey and yet their partner is somewhere else? Like, navigate that a little bit, because you're talking about Dan, and so it leads right in.
Time out 1 second. Hi, Dan. I know you're listening.
I know. We love Dan.
Dan loves y'all.
They have a little bromance.
They really do. That's so cute.
They don't talk to
Dan,
us much.
Dan, let's have a play date sometime soon.
We should have brought Dan today.
You know, when I was out the door, I was like, he should come in and be a part of this conversation too.
I know.
You know, that is a really, it can be such a beautiful, expansive conversation, and it can be such a triggering, painful conversation, depending on where you are in your relationship. For me, you know, like I said, Dan is amazing, and I thank him every day I truly thank him every day for supporting me in the way that he does emotionally, because I truly am a different person than I was. I mean, I'm a better version of myself, but I'm definitely not the woman that he signed up to marry. You know, I became a very, you know, selfish isn't the right word, but I really, this is where we can just go down a rabbit hole, right?
Okay.
Because as I was becoming more of myself, and I wanted to know more of myself, like, who am I really? Like, if there's more, like, where do I learn this more? Well, I learn the more within. I have to go within and discover who I am and what's holding me back and all that stuff. And so the more you go within, the more, like, self-involved you do become, right? And that sounds so selfish. But in that, me going within to myself actually created so much more space in my body, because I was healing along the way, and whatever didn't belong there, like whatever was just didn't belong, right? I'd be like, oh my gosh, like that's so crazy. I've been holding on to that thought or that belief or that emotion for so long. And as I was letting that go, it literally created more space in my body. And with that space, it got filled up with more love from God, you know, because like, we are made of divine light. And so as I'm accessing more of that divine light within, there's just more of me to give, and there's more of me to receive. And so through that, I did change, you know, because all of a sudden I was like, well, I don't like that version of myself. I don't want to give to a point of exhaustion. So I began to set boundaries, and boundaries impact the relationships around you, because all of a sudden you're changing. And then people around you are like, excuse me, who do you think you are? That's not what I signed up for. And so it literally could be a full acceptance or a full rejection. And every day, that's why I thank my precious husband and my precious friends that just accept me and love me even more for the more fullness that I have become of my true self. So it's just really interesting, that journey of the capacity of where your partner is willing to meet you.
Sure.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful way to say it. And it is long, yeah, and it is complicated. This is every day. You know, a marriage needs to go the distance.
Yeah.
And like you said, when you change, but you're changing, in your case, I can't speak for everyone, but it's for the better. You're, yeah, filled with this bright light. Like, your energy is infectious and people want to be around you. And I can only imagine that Dan feels that times 10,
you know,
being your
person. He's obsessed with me. I must say, he is. Like, we truly are more in love with each other than we ever have been. And it's that way with all of my relationships, you know, like, it's like there's just more love to go around and to, yeah. Yeah. It's been really interesting.
When you were talking about being in community and you just wanted, you know, you want real, you want to be able to go deep and not just the superficial, let's have wine and catch up. Last Tuesday I came over, yeah, we were going to walk and that didn't really work out. And there happened to be a football team practicing where we were going to walk. And you said, just come over. So we sit and you look at me and you said, so what are you working on? Like, what's it? You didn't say, how's Derek? Like, what do you got in there? Like, what are, yeah, you doing? Since that's your first question. And we had this whole long conversation. You were supposed to be doing yard work and getting ready for a party. You didn't do anything. I said I would help. And we just get in this. And what are you doing? And I'm working on this and I'm moving this energy and I got this chakra and like, these are our conversations. And at the end it's, oh, so you have one graduating and here's Dan, and we catch up on that. But that's almost at the end.
Yeah.
That's just to make sure we hit those bullet points. And,
yeah,
that's what it's like to be close to you and to have you, you know, as a friend. It probably started 10 years ago with our kids and, yeah, this one, you know, isn't talking yet. Or your girls were a smidge older. Mine are younger. But, you know, when you go through raising your kids together, it's just different.
Yeah.
So your journey has been beautiful. I'm on a journey and I'm following you. Mm-hmm. You're my mentor in mine, and we'll definitely dig into that. But I want to start, because this ties into the retreats, which is what Derek asked you about, in that your very first step, I believe, I hope I have this correct, was you went to a breathwork retreat of your own and got certified. And that was your jump off point, right? So,
yeah,
your new career, your new journey, your healing journey, and all these retreats, right? Didn't,
yeah,
they stem from you just learning breathwork?
Well, I went to a retreat where I experienced breathwork. I went to a retreat in Sedona for myself.
Okay.
It was like a personal spiritual growth retreat. And I was like, I have to be at that retreat place. I don't know why, but, and it was, you know, talk about getting uncomfortable, because it was thousands of dollars. Plus I had to pay for my flight and lodging. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is not who I am. But yet that's who I was becoming, is someone that invested in myself. And so at that retreat, I experienced breathwork for the first time, and my whole body just woke up. I just kept connecting to Holy Spirit moving through me, just confirming, you are a healer, you are a healer, you are a healer. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, I knew I was a full-time massage therapist at that point, but I knew that was the missing piece that was leading me to that more. And then it was exactly a year later, I went and got trained and certified at my breath work.
That's it. That's training. Where you slept out in the outdoors,
yes,
right? I remember,
yes,
the photos, just,
oh,
this beautiful,
gosh,
setting. And so you were in the mountains,
yeah,
but with no walls.
No.
You just had a bed basically out in the woods.
Beautiful,
though. It was stunning.
I
it was
go
almost
back.
Like a Victorian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It wasn't a shack.
Like,
I mean, this was gorgeous setting.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Sedona?
No, this one was in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so my very first retreat was in Sedona. My training was in Asheville. And yeah, that it was a week-long immersion where we're going deep into healing ourselves first, because you have to be at a certain capacity. If you're going to help facilitate healings for others, you really have to be a pretty clear vessel yourself. And so we did lots and lots and lots of healing, and literally did lots and lots of healing. And then I like left that training experience, and I come back home and I'm like, okay, now what? Like, it's, you know, and so I really spent the next, that was in 2018, October of 2018, I got my training certification. And it, the first 3 years, I just was really kept healing, kept learning who I am as a teacher, as a healer, as someone that could hold space and facilitate classes, you know, like, again, I was a massage therapist all day, every day. I'd never stood in front of a group of people leading them through healing experiences, you know, but, and so I didn't know who I was as that version of myself. So I had to learn, and then, and I'm still learning and everything. And, but that's the thing of life, is we just keep showing up for ourselves and we keep learning and we keep evolving and we see what's next. And then we just keep expanding, expanding, expanding.
Love it. Oh, it's so good.
I do hate to interject, but we do have to talk about something else real quick. Since we're talking about healing, let's talk about food insensitivities.
Okay, that's a big jump.
Which leads us to our sponsor.
This is our sponsor and our commercial. I know where
but
he's
it
going.
Does. So yes, a reminder that Status Life with Lita is sponsored by 5 Strands Affordable Testing. That's number 5 Strands Affordable Testing. Gain personalized insights on how your body interacts with your diet and lifestyle patterns. All they need is 5 strands of hair, and you'll receive personalized results to help you reach your health and wellness goals. Visit 5strands.com to learn more.
Tired of experiencing bloating, eczema, diarrhea, or weight problems? Get to the root cause of your dietary discomforts with 5 Strands Affordable Testing. No need to schedule time off work. Just collect and send in 5 strands of your hair to see how intolerant your body is responding to over 600 common food items. Intolerance reactions are not life-threatening like allergies, but are responsible for most daily discomforts. Achieve your dietary and lifestyle goals by visiting 5strands.com and ordering your at-home collection kit today.
Hello, everyone. As a listener of the Status Life with Lita podcast, you already know I'm attorney Derek Hayes. I've been practicing law in the state of Georgia now for over 26 years. My firm specializes in cases involving personal injury, catastrophic injury, nursing home abuse, and any other situation where someone was injured by the negligence of others. As I've said before, if insurance companies ever resolve claims the way they should, I'd be out of a job. But I'm not worried about that happening. Did you know insurance adjusters are trained to pay you as little as possible to protect their company's bottom line? They say they're genuinely concerned about you, but really the goal is to settle the claim with you for far less money than you deserve. My job is to make sure they pay the full value of your claim and nothing less. You can speak directly with me by calling my office at 404-777-HURT. Visit my website at derekmhayes.com. Or check out my social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And be sure to catch my podcast, Injury Insider with Derek Hayes, wherever you enjoy your favorite podcast. I look forward to speaking with you. Welcome back. As we come back, I want to remind people, too, with 5 Strands, if you do go online to order, enter the coupon code, the number 5, Lita 10.
Yes.
L-E-T-A, the number 10.
Yeah.
For a 10% discount.
Off. Yes.
Yeah, so absolutely. Wonderful product. I encourage you to check that out.
We talk about it every week, and I just sent Cody. We have a yellow lab who is suffering from seasonal allergies, but it might not be seasonal allergies. He's itching. He's chewing his paws. We love this sweet baby that we just got recently, and I had him at your house the other night.
Baby. Yeah, he's a huge baby.
He's a big, sweet boy, and he's itching. So I got the test from Austin, and we're going to get the results and find out what's wrong with my big boy. So they do
pets
as check well.
Check out the website.
Yes.
So let's come back into the topic today.
I want to go back in.
We were talking about the spiritual retreat, and Lita, I know for a while you've wanted to do this, you wanted to go with Vaughn, and you did. You went on one of the most recent spiritual retreat. But how did that come about?
Well, you mentioned at the top how many that you've done. And every time I either talk to you or I see it on social media, first thing I do is go check my calendar. And there's always something. And I always get disappointed and I always talk to you like, I wish I could go, but I can't. But there's something more to it than that. That goes a little bit deeper. You're nodding like, mm-hmm, she knows. And what that is a, I don't, it's not a concept, it's a universal law, it's a thing, and it's called divine timing. Yeah. And for me, this is my year. I've talked a lot on the podcast, what I'm doing this year is, it's my year of yes. I have to organically say yes to anything that comes in front of me that hits on one of my five value words. Meaningful work, adventure, faith, love, and travel. And anything, that's how I ended up on Kilimanjaro. I've just become a board member to an amazing nonprofit that is very near and dear to my heart. I just have to say yes. And your retreat fell into that category. And this time you did it a little bit different because it was bring a friend. Mm-hmm. And for the price, you got to come and then bring a friend for free. And one of our dear friends, she's a mutual friend, one of my closest girls, I love her dearly, Whitney, she called and said, hey, she's been on multiple retreats of yours, and she physically called and said, hey, would you like to be my bring a friend on Vaughn's retreat? And I look, and the weekend was wide open, and Whitney's asking, and it's my year of yes, and all of these things really culminated into me getting to finally go on one of Vaughn's retreats. And what a weekend. I mean, what a weekend. Yeah. I just, where do you even start? What do you
it's
even,
so
you know?
So hard to put into words the transformation, the sisterhood, the community. It's so esoteric. It's so mystical and cosmic, and but yet it's so earthly and human, you know, like we feel it in our bones, in our body, like the shifts and the changes. And it is really hard. Yeah, I have a very challenging time putting into words. So I'm always like, just trust me. Just go. It'll be fun. Come on.
Yeah. And let's explain just a little. We'll go into the weekend itself. I think that's a good jump off point. And so did we arrive on Thursday? It was three nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Beautiful, stunning house. We're here taping in Metro Atlanta. Your retreats are all over, really. And this one just happened to be at a lake in North Georgia-ish, you know, Metro Atlanta, called Lake Lanier. The house, it definitely added to, you know, the amazingness of the weekend. What sleeps, how many, 42 people?
And it was my largest retreat yet, and there were 30 of us.
Yeah, and we were spread out. Nobody was on top of each other. Can you imagine that many women, Derek, in one house? And yet it was amazing.
Yeah, and we all ate together. Like we were, you know, everybody like kind of did their own thing as well. It wasn't like, okay, dinner time's right now, and we all have to sit down and eat together. It was just, I mean, it's like we all just lived in this village together.
Yeah. For it's very fluid.
Yeah.
People are just doing different things. And this, to me, it wasn't a misconception, but I'd never been on a spiritual retreat. Mm-hmm. So I think when I was explaining, I'd like to say it on air, because when I was telling friends, they didn't understand how much more goes into it besides just Vaughn's healing. I think they think you're just going and you're just going to work with Vaughn and you're just going to have this experience, whatever that looks like for you, because everyone's experience is different. But there is different things, different classes. There are other spiritual teachers, spiritual healers. There's other gifts in the room. Mm-hmm. You've got someone that can read tarot cards, if that's your thing and you're interested in that. You've got a beautiful girl that taught goddess yoga. You've got someone else that was teaching regular yoga. We did cold plunges every morning. We had an altar. We had prayer circle every morning for the sunrise. Not everyone got up. You just, wherever you feel called to be, whatever you want to do, you do. And so that was really interesting. It's not, and I don't want to say this as arrogance, but it's Vaughn's retreat. But it's not Vaughn's show.
Yeah,
this is
you.
Such a culmination of so many gifts and so much healing from different women.
And that's been something, honestly, not that I ever thought it was like the Vaughn show by any means, but I am the one that's, you know, bringing it together. But it wasn't until really my retreat last April, and I was just witnessing these women, because before it was a lot of work for me, because I was kind of probably still a little bit in my own ego of like, well, it's going to look this way and this is what we're going to do. And, you know, but all of a sudden something shifted within me, which spirit moved through me. And it was like, as I kind of let myself sit back a little bit, I could witness each woman healing through each other. I was like, I could literally see a, like something being woven between the thread of each woman. And I could see it, you know, in my mind's eye. And then once I just kind of stepped back more and more and more, it's like it gave permission for each woman to step up into their gifts. And it's through that stepping into their gifts that they get to heal. Because as you're rising and healing, in that process, you're also letting go of the density. So it's like a twofold. I mean, you have to be willing to let go of that density, that dense energy and stuck emotion that your body's holding onto, in order for your soul essence and your spirit to rise up to a new level of consciousness.
Explain breath work, because that's the key, right? This happens on the retreat. That's sort of the overview. But that what you just said right there, how, if someone's listening, they're like, this sounds all well and good. What does that mean?
Right.
It comes from breath work.
Yes.
All right. So you're a breath work certified. You're leading all the retreats. We've done private sessions. Mm-hmm. I think I was in your first breath work session
in
Kelly's
were.
Basement.
Yep,
you know, I love it. Anyone that I can make, I try to go. We got to get you
to
try one, Derek.
I cannot wait to get my hands on Derek.
Well, Dan, I don't know what she meant by that.
You can come
over. I know what she means.
You can come over, and Dan can be there too.
Okay.
And,
I'll be there. We'll
have a big healing sesh. Okay. It'll be fun.
It will be fun. Explain to everyone listening what is it? If they've never done breath work, they don't understand it. They've never done it. Just explain how it works and sort of what you do.
Yes. So breath work is my number one favorite healing modality. It is single-handedly the thing that has, it is the number one tool that has helped me clear out and heal all of my stuff, and help me to expand into a next level version of myself. So breath work is a connected pattern of breath. Meaning, so it's called work because you do have to work for it, but that doesn't mean that it has to be hard. And there's many different ways of breath work and different modalities and way to teach it. But the way that I teach it, I believe is very easy on the body. It's very gentle because I really want the breath and the body. A lot of this is very, what I'm passionate about is the somatic aspect of healing, which is somatic means the body. And so really, you know, we're breathing in through the body. So the body is the one that's experiencing this. And to be able to bring our breath and body together as one, to really be able to witness within ourselves where we are stuck, because we don't know. Our conscious mind is going on autopilot, right? Like just, you know, oh, but this is what we do. We get up and we drink our coffee. We go here and we do this. And so to be able to get yourself out of that routine and to really be with yourself and be with your breath is very profound. So it is, when I say it's a connected pattern of breath, when you take a deep breath in and you let it fill up your entire body and then you exhale, as soon as you let that exhale out, you bring the breath right back in. So I'll just give you a little example of what it sounds like. So usually when we take a breath, okay, yeah, that was a great breath. Now on to the next. Now on with my day. So this is a connected pattern of breath. And when you use that breath pattern that I just showed you, if you do that for about 8 minutes, all of a sudden you are going to be in a transcendental state. Like you will be in what I describe as a meditation on steroids.
Mm-hmm. That's a good description.
And I think it's so amazing and important that people understand this, because so many people are like, I want to meditate, but I don't know how. Well, I understand that because, you know, meditation, you got to sit there in stillness and in silence and try to clear your mind. And that is very challenging. I mean, I have a really, really hard time getting into a meditative zone. But when I use my breath to help me get into that meditative zone, because I'm not sitting there still, I'm actually doing something. So my body or my mind is distracted from whatever else I'm, mm-hmm. you know, my to-do list as soon as I quit meditating, say that in quotation marks, you know, I'm able to be in that present moment of just me and my breath. Mm-hmm. And then because of the divine orchestration of our bodies, of how we are created and supposed to be able to get into that altered state of consciousness so that we can connect deeper to the divine. Because I'd also like to say, when you pray, that is you doing the talking. And when you meditate, that's you doing the listening.
Yes.
And I, once I heard that, you know, because meditation can have a little woo-woo concepts to it. So when we are allowing ourselves to just think about it like that, like meditation is just clearing the mind so that we can hear God talk. You know, we can hear what our soul essence is trying to communicate to us and through us. That is where, that's where all the answers are. Like, it's right there. We just have to quiet our mind and be able to get into that altered state of consciousness to receive that information.
And sometimes for me, based on where I'm at in my journey, based on what I'm working on with myself, if there's external stressors, sometimes it is more painful when you're having a breakthrough, mm-hmm. when you're healing something that's been stuck. And then sometimes it's all in the same breath work. These are very long sessions. Mm-hmm. And so you can start in one place in a meditative state and you can end up somewhere completely different. And I'm going to talk about my journey here a little bit on the night that was so profound, which happened to be Friday night for me. Most of the women on the retreat had their deep breakthrough, and that's because you screamed at everyone before breathwork started. You've never seen Vaughn get mad, and whoo, she wasn't playing. It was Saturday night of the retreat, and it was time for some healing. And most of the women in the room, and it was a big group, had been holding back. Mm-hmm. Most were not going as deep as Vaughn knew that they could go. You've paid your money. You've dedicated your time. A lot of these women flew from other parts of the United States to be there. And she wasn't going to have it. This was the night that everybody was going deep. Now, she did say, except for me, because I had my breakthrough Friday night. So
I was like, you get a hall pass. You were a good girl the night before.
That. But that was also with your prompt, with you pulling me up out of the floor. So I go, and something about me personally, I love breath work. I love to meditate. I love to pray. I'm very deeply spiritual. And I can go into breath work very, very quickly. It does not take me 8 minutes. Based on songs that you play, and some of the songs are long and long, it takes me probably 2 to 3 minutes.
Maybe less. You are really, really, when
maybe
you're,
less. You maybe hop 1 minute. Very quickly. I can take maybe, I don't know, 50 of those connected breaths, and I'm in.
Yeah.
And I can go wherever it takes me. And I love that because it is hard sometimes getting that breathing and your hands cramp up a little. And anyway, maybe I've just done it so much with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever it is, I can go. And that particular night, I had cleared. I don't remember in this moment what it was. I take notes. I take notes during. I take notes after. So I will forget nothing. And whatever it was, there was some stressors. There were some things that I wanted to think about. I wanted to pray about. I wanted my messages, you know, from God. And I felt like I got all that. And I was just quietly sitting on my mat. And breathwork was happening all around me, all around the room. Jill on her beautiful, the gong and the sound bowls and all this is happening. And it was just this amazing space. And here comes Vaughn. She comes a-tapping. And you said that sort of intuitively you were getting the nudge to come to me, to like this was our time.
Yeah.
And you stood me up. And we went really, really deep into some deep healing work. And you were really, you know, touching on my pressure points. And we were releasing energy. And I'm breathing hard. And I'm crying. And I mean, we just went to another place and we ended up on the ground. Mm-hmm. So we start from standing and then we're on the ground. and I'm in the fetal position, and it's, I'm crying, but it's all stuck things. It's, you don't even know it's in there. You know, I thought I just cleared something superficial, and I had no idea where that night was going to go and how deep we were going to go. And the things that you were drawing out of me were so important, and they were so old. Yeah. This is stuff that I didn't even know affected me anymore. And yet as it rises to the surface and we're clearing it and we're praying about it and we're crying about it and we keep going and going and oh my God. And yet from that moment on, none of it has ever bothered me again. Yeah. You feel, I feel, yeah. And every woman that had this crazy expansive experience, whatever night it was, and part of this weekend, it hasn't, I told you that the other night on those Adirondack chairs, like it truly healed.
Yeah.
You said it was a soul contract, yeah. And we tied it up, we broke it, we tied it up, and we let it go. And that's the deep, deep, deep healing that you don't even know you need.
Right.
We live so superficial.
Yeah.
And yet when you're able to go to that place and truly surrender and pray about it and meditate about it, I mean, it's all this deep connection to yourself, to soul, to spirit, to God. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Oh, it's part of my year of yes.
That was so beautifully shared. It fascinates me. Like, I'm never not shocked and in awe of what is possible to us, for us, through us, to heal on this level, you know? And that's truly, truly what our soul wants, is to heal. And for, you know, what you said about you don't know, because most people don't know what's there. Like, we have an idea of like, this, you know, I've got these triggers and this, you know, blah, blah, blah. I know I need to work on that. But it's always something so much deeper that is the underlying root of whatever's going on. But our conscious mind truly can't comprehend. Like, if I mean, neither one of us could have been there and been like, oh, I really feel like this is a soul contract thing of, you know, in your whole experience that is really the thing, you know, like we couldn't have known.
You don't know any of these things. And most people don't even know what that means.
Right. We had to be in that altered state of consciousness, which we just use our breath to get to that place. I mean, I just think that, like, we don't need to go take any psychedelics or any medicine. Like, that is available to us through just our breath. Yeah. What? That is fascinating to me.
So I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've given us your version of what you went through with that Friday night breathwork experience. I want to hear Vaughn's version of that same story as the one leading you through it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, it was interesting because something felt off. Like, I knew somebody was not, I don't know. I just felt like the energy did not feel complete for the evening. And we were kind of wrapping up the ceremony of that evening. And I was just like, I kept walking around and I kept coming back to you. And I was like, Lita's fine though. Like, I knew you had already, I saw some emotion move through you. I was like, she's fine. She's already released. She's good to go. And then I just walking around trying to figure out like whose energy was calling to me, you know, because I knew I could feel somebody's energy saying, hello, me, pay attention to me. And so I kept walking around and I just kept coming back to you. And so I just kind of stood there in front of you and I was like, yeah, it's Lita. Lita needs me. And so I reached out, pulled you up, and just kind of started feeling through the energy in your body. And I kind of have a good idea of where and what things mean when they're held in the body. You know, like for you, for example, I was drawn to like your there's a muscle called your psoas muscle, and it's described as the muscle of your soul. And so I started working there, mm-hmm. and kind of, you know, so if your muscle of your soul's tight, then that means there's some constriction. There's some stuff going on in your soul that is like, I need and desire to be released. You know, I want this blood flow and this energy to be moving through me. So starting through there, and then that just guides me to the next point in your body. And ultimately, and this is getting pretty woo-woo and out there, but with soul contracts, I've learned that our body holds soul contract pain and that energy of a soul contract in our booty, like in our glute area on the left side. And then to take it to the other side, the right side is more of the past life stuff, you know, past life trauma that we come in, karma that we come into this lifetime with. Is that right? Did I...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You were working on my butt.
Yeah.
But I don't, and you were on my left. So,
okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So, left is with, yeah. So, I said that right. So, left is soul contract, right is more past life. And I'm only experiencing this, you know, through working on people, you know, over the past, you know, 5 years when I'm working with people and these things come up, I'm like, oh, this is very consistent.
Sure.
You know, so I'm, that's how I'm learning the body and how it holds on to these energies.
I must say though, being a masseuse for 20 plus years, I mean, the way that you know the pressure points, you know where stuff is held a little, you told me way before you started this journey, before 2017, that you very inherently would be working on someone and could feel where things were stuck.
Oh, absolutely.
Even before you started all of this, you've had this gift.
Yeah, I always knew exactly where somebody was holding their pain in the body, which I feel like most massage therapists, you know, like are pretty intuitive and know where that stuckness is and they can push through the trigger points and all that.
That's all those knots there.
Yeah, exactly. And so now I describe those, they're more emotional and energetic trigger points, you know, that because now I know that there's an emotional thing that is actually causing the trigger point in the body. Whereas before I had no concept of energy and the emotional connection. So as I'm moving through your body, it's like literally the energy is breaking loose. And so as we are breaking up that energy, it's moving through your body. And so it's giving, it's like giving light to the wounds and to the emotion and the energetic constriction to where things had been really tight. And it's moving through you. And so all we're doing is we just keep using that breath to release it. We're using our tears to release it. We're using sometimes expression through rage and anger in that expression. Like, I don't believe you had a lot of like anger infused in that, but it was just very, you know, there's a lot of emotion tied up in our body and into these energetic attachments. So it's just so beautiful to be able to allow that to move through your body, because on the other side of that is freedom. And that's ultimately what we all desire, is freedom. We do not want to be bound to the pain anymore. And like we've said, we don't usually even know what the pain's coming from.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's so imperative to keep showing up for yourself, to keep being open, to explore. I know people can have a lot of judgment around, you know, this conversation that we're having right here of being like, what? That's not possible. That's woo-woo or whatever. But I mean, all I know is that through healing my own self, the amount of abundance and freedom and joy that I truly feel, and the more connected I feel spiritually, my relationship with God is just so infused now, whereas before there was a lot of separation, you know, there was a lot of judgment, and I was really scared of all of these things. And the more that I let all of that go, it's like the more I just let in more God, and the more beautiful that relationship gets, and the all of my relationships get, you know. And just even with you in your experience, the way that your freedom that you were able to feel, how it's impacted you, like you're so much more light, you know, like you're not, that's not holding you down anymore, like you have more energetic freedom and flow in your body and life now.
Absolutely. I think it's it was, you know, tied to a situation that I didn't have a lot of patience with, that would always, you know, you hear something and it kind of twists your stomach and it kind of makes you snicker a little. And there's just such a peace about everything that I healed and the people with that situation. And all, I don't know, it's very, very, very freeing. And I didn't know it could be this peaceful. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, it's just the way it is. And, you know,
amazing.
And yeah, it's been wonderful. And that's definitely, you know, healing as a complete life lesson, but being a part of this year, because I want to be able to look back and say, what has this journey looked like? You know, this journey took me to Vaughn's retreat, and again, it had never been the right time.
Yeah.
The divine timing for me was supposed to be there on 2/22.
Yep.
And all right, let's give it a little plug. You have a retreat coming up, but I asked you as the top question, and we've talked all about breath work and all the things, and I knew, you know, this would go, you know, many different places, this conversation. But this is your career now, right? You have your own podcast. I want you to take a second here at the end of the show. Tell everyone listening, if they want to work with you, if they want to come to a retreat, if they want to listen, we didn't get to tap into your journey. We talked about breath work and where it started, but there's a whole, you've unpacked it all.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yes.
All right. So tell everyone, I'm going to turn it to you to close that part of it and tell everyone your platform and where they can find you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, I do have a podcast and I started it with much resistance and I'm so glad that I surrendered into that. Yes. There's so much power in yes, right? And it really has become kind of like a personal journal, you know, just like yours. You share so much of your life and your experiences. So it's been a journey, and it's I do share so much of my personal evolution over the past 5 years specifically. And have some just amazing guests on there, and you've been on there. And I'm very active in my stories on like Facebook and Instagram. I love to share healing stories there. And my next retreat is coming up the end of May, leading into the first weekend of June. And it is called Holy Human. And it is a retreat that is really helping you work through some of the judgment, the self-judgment that we have within ourselves. Like we all have, like, why would you do that? Who do you think you are? You're so, you know, like that little judgment of our masculine, feminine energies. And I'm very passionate about the masculine, feminine energies because we are made of energy and there is, you know, all males and females have masculine, feminine energies. And so this is really about, allowing yourself to sink in a little bit deeper into your self-love journey, really just letting in more of a sacred union within yourself, because the more you can become one with yourself, the more you can become one with God, and therefore you are becoming a holy human, right?
And they would follow you at vaughnpiero.com? Mm-hmm.
Yep, I have. That's my website.
All right, spell that out.
V-A-U-G-H-N. P-I-E-R-R-O.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you can find me there on Facebook, my website, and Instagram.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I encourage you to go listen. It's fantastic. I'm blessed to know you. I'm blessed to call you a dear, dear friend and be on this journey. It's just been incredible for me and life changing. And now it's time to work on Derek. So
yeah, that's 3 more hours.
But next time you come on, he'll have had his session and we'll have to unpack all that. Right.
See, like I said, that'll be 3
yeah,
more hours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Vaughn, very much
thank
for being here today.
So
we appreciate
much.
It.
Thank you.
Terrific again. Go back and listen to the first podcast that I think it was season 1 we talked about earlier. But also, too, Lita, it's your chance. Tell everybody how to find you.
Status Life with Lita, the name of the podcast. If you need to send me, if you have any questions, we're going to do a Ask Lita Anything show coming up in a few shows. So I do that plug now. If you have anything you want to ask, even questions for Vaughn, if it's something out of this podcast that you want to know, you can send it. StatusLifeWithLita@gmail.com. And my Instagram, again, that's where we share everything. You know, that's our running. I don't know, blog, yeah, everything yeah. that's out there. So anyway.
Well, thank you again very much for joining us on Status Life with Lita, presented by Business Radio X, Derek Hayes Law, and 5 Strands Affordable Testing. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and Lita's Instagram, Status Life with Lita, so you don't miss any upcoming shows. This program and all the other shows are available on your favorite podcast apps. Until next time, for Lita Brooks Hayes, I'm Derek Hayes, and you're listening to Status Life with Lita on Business Radio X.